Hi, this is Mike Essen. A topic that's very prevalent in the fight about Obamacare, the fight about tax reform, and the fight on its own weight is whether we should defund Planned Parenthood. There's a man named Barry Silver. He's a civil rights attorney, former state representative, and a rabble-rouser. He's somebody who has the same demeanor as me and is someone I get along with very well. But we never agree politically, and including on the, I'm a staunch opponent of funding Planned Parenthood. He is a staunch supporter. Barry, welcome to the Mike Essen Show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Pleasure to be here. Always enjoy listening to you, and I appreciate the fact that you are interested in tackling controversial issues and letting both sides be heard.
I really appreciate that, Barry. Thank you. Please tell me and my audience why you think Planned Parenthood should be funded by our tax dollars and the government.
Lower taxes and empowering people to be able to make responsible decisions and to protect women's health. And Planned Parenthood does all of those things and more.
My rebuttal. Nobody is saying, Barry, that Planned Parenthood does not have a right to exist. They get $500 million out of our tax money. Nobody is saying ban Planned Parenthood. But what my position, the position of many people, is like I was against funding stem cell research that was controversial, like I'm against funding even NPR and NEA, which aren't even that controversial, as Dick Armey had the famous saying, they can do what they want with their own time and their own dime. And the fact that Planned Parenthood is a more than a controversial group for abortions and sex education for very young children, we could redirect those funds to groups that don't perform abortions and don't promote sex education. Guess what? You guys still exist. Your response, please.
Well, there's a lot of groups that are controversial, or a lot of things that are controversial that we support. There's something called the Youth Deer Hunt. They spend money taking kids out into the woods and teaching them how to slaughter innocent animals.
We shouldn't pay for that either.
I know, we shouldn't, but we do. We pay for, our taxes pay for the war in Afghanistan, which I think is a colossal waste of money and lives. So the government does pay for a lot of things that are controversial. I think the issue isn't necessarily controversial. Is it helpful? Is it productive? Is it doing something positive? And I believe Planned Parenthood does a lot of positive things. When you mention about sex education, that's always like a something that people throw out there to make it seem really horrible, but you know, sex education should be taught at different stages to people at all different stages of life. There's nothing wrong with teaching little kids that you're a male or you're a boy and she's a girl and things like that. So you teach them at different stages. But I'm a former board member of Planned Parenthood, and I've done a lot of work with Planned Parenthood. I've never seen them go in and start teaching little kids about sex. So I've never seen it happen. So I'm not really sure what the big concern is, but I don't mind exposing kids to things at an age-appropriate level.
You know, Barry, I want to make a two-part response to your well-intended, I disagree with it. I just don't agree with it. I'm not calling it misguided. We do pay for war in Afghanistan. I agree with you on the deer hunting. That could be done privately. We agree on something. I'm glad. But we have to pay for, I disagreed with the war in Libya. But we have to pay for the military because that's a function of the government. And without a military, we wouldn't survive. We will survive without hunting deer or playing or Planned Parenthood. Now that you're on sex education, this is one of my main objections to Planned Parenthood besides abortion. We'll get to abortion too. There's, you've heard of the personal responsibility education program, Barry?
Yeah.
It is a program that has a group in 50 sites, including Montana, Oregon, the states. They're promoting it in like 7 states. It's called Anything Goes, where they teach young kids, and there was a viral video called Hooking Kids about how to have, about that sex is okay, that a problem with abstinence is you just don't want to get pregnant. And Hooking Kids on Sex being such a controversial video, Planned Parenthood banned it. And also they've had, I saw a commercial where there was a cartoon in an airplane of sexual innuendos that they were promoting. They're even having a gun to a to a pro-lifer's head. I mean, Barry, this does not deserve our tax dollars. You think it does?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood doesn't tell people to hold a gun to somebody's head. So I don't know what kind of propaganda nonsense you're hearing about, but you're watching things or hearing about things that are grotesquely inaccurate to try to defame and slander a group because they do abortion. Mike, I know you are aware of the fact that there's people who don't like Planned Parenthood for religious reasons, but I know you're aware that there's religious fanatics who have no regard for the truth, and these are just things that are complete and utter nonsense. What's really scary...
Unless my eyes have gone dead, I saw it.
It's not teaching about sex education, which should be done. I think kids need to learn about that. It's this abstinence-only nonsense, where they teach kids not to have any sex at all as a form of sex education, which is the most ridiculous, outrageous thing.
Why? I don't want to divert. I'll respond to that, but for me, it's not a religious issue. It's just that kids shouldn't be taking heroin or clean needles. They shouldn't be having sex either, but I don't want to divert to another subject.
It's not a religious issue for you, but for the driving force against Planned Parenthood, it's absolutely a religious issue. They're trying to push their religion on us, and that's why they're teaching abstinence only and vilifying abortion and family planning. It's a religious issue for most other people.
Well, the religious people then are right, just like Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement was religious based as well. But I want to get to the abortion issue. Barry,
okay.
As a pro-lifer, which you are certainly far from that, I don't think I should pay, I used to argue that I should not pay tax dollars for embryonic stem cell research, which was proven to be useless. Barack Obama lifted the ban, it's still proven to be, when it could be paid out of your own pocket and I could pay for adult stem cell research. Why don't you and the whole gang who are fighting to fund Planned Parenthood write checks, and I can save my money and give it to a woman's health center, which doesn't perform abortions, and by the way, does perform mammograms, which Planned Parenthood does not. Your response, please.
I'm not sure I understand your question. Why don't I personally donate?
No. I'm not talking about you per se. I'm saying, if you or anybody who believes in Planned Parenthood has every right to donate a check to it, and if the campaign to fund it was spent on Planned Parenthood, you'd have more than enough, and me, a pro-lifer, could spend that money and spend my resources on places that even have mammograms, which Planned Parenthood doesn't, and other services. Your response, please.
Yeah, well, I hear what you're saying. There's some validity to what you're saying, but the government tends to do things that support a public purpose. So, for instance, we provide funds for people who need help with medical care or feeding the poor. We don't necessarily tell everybody, well, gee, if you like to help the poor, give your own money, and I'm not interested in having the government do that. There's certain programs. We have things that help animals who are in distress. The government pays for things to serve a public purpose. We don't go around saying, well, I don't want my money spent. That's what, if you care about animals, you pay for it. There's certain things that are done that serve a public purpose. I think your question, or the issue you're raising, is does Planned Parenthood serve a public purpose? If it does, then it would make sense for the public to support it. If it does not, then the public shouldn't support it, and you're right. Then it should just be left to private donation. The difference that you and I have is not that we both differ on whether the government should provide certain things that provide a public purpose. It's whether Planned Parenthood provides a public purpose. I think they serve a very, very important, compelling public purpose, and you don't.
I understand what you're saying, but animal shelters, people who are starving, is not a controversial topic. I don't think we should fund, like you mentioned, the hunting. I don't think we should fund National Right to Life publicly. But the other thing I want to point out about abortions, Barry, is to me and to millions of Americans, almost half the country, we've had 60 million kids being snuffed under the rug, and 34% of the abortionists in this country are done under Planned Parenthood. Even though I question the 3% figure, even if you're right, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of children. Why can't that be? You're almost there. Why can't that be done in private if it's that controversial? In other words, I'm Barry. Let me take it a step further. You can answer the question, but I don't think we should fund arts or PBS, and they serve purposes. They serve. I love movies more than anybody, and I like a lot of the shows there, but it's ridiculous for the public to fund that too. But to fund a program that kills children, go ahead.
To get off of the fixation on controversial. Whether something is controversial is irrelevant. You know, I think the U.S. should support ties with Israel, because Israel is a democracy in the Middle East. It's a very, very controversial topic. A lot of people who hate Jews who are anti-Semites or whatever, they don't think we should support Israel because they have their own biases or prejudices. It's controversial, but that doesn't mean the government shouldn't do it. The government should do what's right. It shouldn't just avoid anything that's controversial, because if it did, then a small minority of radical fanatics who don't even know what they're talking about would just cause controversy and say, well, I guess the government can't support it because it's controversial. I don't really care if it's controversial. It doesn't matter to me if it's controversial. What matters to me is it right. So if you want to frame the discussion about whether it's right or wrong, I think that's a relevant distinction.
I'll do that then. How's that?
Controversial is irrelevant to me.
I'll tell you one reason why it's relevant, then I'll switch to right or wrong. It's relevant because to support Israel is a foreign policy issue. And we have to give aid to protect ourselves and protect our allies to do what either is in our interest. Hold on a second, Barry. Then vote for a president who wouldn't fund them. But foreign policy and domestic policy are different animals in the area of public funding, and you know that, Barry. I mean, if you're talking about relief funds, that's different.
Well, then animals are a different animal too. Some people think we shouldn't spend a dime of taxpayer money protecting animals. It should be used for people. Some people think we shouldn't be using public funds to support the poor. Some people think we shouldn't spend a dime to try to clean up the environment.
That's true. You make an excellent point, but those are libertarian fanatics, and they're not that controversial because they're so outweighed. But abortion is the most controversial. Let me just get to the right.
It's only controversial because you have religious fanatics
like me
who are so deluded that they think God wrote one of these books that was written thousands of years ago, and these deluded religious fanatics who are totally out of touch with reality yell and scream and make noise and do a lot of public nonsense, and they make it controversial. But we should not shape our policies based on people who are so deluded that they think God wrote a book from the Bronze Age in which, if you believe like they do, you're going to heaven, and everybody else, God is going to send to hell. These are deluded, messed up people who are out of touch with reality. They are creating the controversy, and we shouldn't cater to them. Just like we shouldn't cater to a dog who throws a temper tantrum, and you do what they say so you can avoid controversy, you can avoid a commotion.
Okay, Barry. Okay, I care what they think. It's politically, it's funny. Then I'm going to get to the abortion issue and the public funding issue. I am someone who agrees a lot with the religious right, though religiously we have our differences. But Barry, as a pro-lifer, I'm funding what I consider to be murder. And I'm not saying I wish Planned Parenthood didn't have a right to do that, to exist. Because first of all, let me just point out some facts. In the scope of the healthcare services, it provides only 0.9% of pap smears, 1.8% of breast exams in the U.S. And Cecile Richards admitted they don't have mammograms, and they get millions and billions off abortions. This is not a group that sounds like it's very productive. And for me, we could redirect that money, and there's any group in the country, and there are so many places in the country, Barry, that get everything they can get, including more, without having to murder babies. Your response, please.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood provides for women to obtain mammograms. They might not do it at that particular facility. They have specialized places where they do it, but they provide health care for women. By the way, I consider the right-wing Christians to be anti-life. They say they're pro-life. I don't find that to be pro-life. I think it's
what's relevant about this?
They should protect the planet. If someone's pro-life, they should support universal health care.
I wonder how relevant this is to our conversation. Why is this?
NRA from having all these guns around there taking life. This is a nonsensical, ridiculous title that you use, pro-life. Why don't you call yourself pro-life? Because it's just a bunch of people spreading a bunch of lies about Planned Parenthood. If you want to be pro-life, protect the planet, the source of all life. But these people who are so deluded to call themselves pro-life. They're pro-death. They want women to die.
What?
With pregnancies.
What?
That lead to all types of complications so that a fetus that might be deformed could live. They are not pro-life. They are pro-death.
Barry, I don't want any women to die. I'm speaking for myself. I don't want any children to die. How many a year?
They're pro-death.
The numbers were exaggerated. Let me tell you something right now, Barry. You had your chance. I had my chance. The 10,000 a year figure is a bunch of crap. Hold on. You have your chance. I let you finish. Bernard Nathanson, the fair and founder of Narrow, quoted that figure, and people believed it. And where he got it when he converted, he said he made it up. The government found in 1972 that when 23 states were legal, there were 39 cases of it. And if you would look at a picture of it, and I believe there were, I mean, I know there were more, but it's not the thousands of numbers. But when the child is ripped to shreds in the sixth week with a heartbeat, when women know they're pregnant, and brainwaves and get dismembered, and can people cry who are pro-choice and then they reconsider their positions? No, we shouldn't be pro-choice. And every other issue we mentioned, that's for another show. Your response, please.
Well, if you were to see pictures of women who have become mutilated because they didn't have access to safe abortions, or people who are in late-stage abortions and there's a complication, and some religious fanatics say you're not allowed to have certain procedures that'll protect a woman's health, you could be nauseated too by these pictures. The point is that women should be able to make an appropriate choice for themselves. And I do agree with you, Mike. There are certain principled people who are genuinely concerned about the fetus. And they're concerned that the fetus goes through some amount of pain. And I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that in a very, very, very late stage abortion, the fetus does feel pain. But in the vast majority of abortions in the early stages, they don't even have a pain center established. They don't even have a nervous system.
Who cares? Who cares? What difference does it make? They can't crawl either when they're first born. So, I mean, by your logic, that's not a child either.
Let me tell you what I'm saying.
Hold on a second. Who cares? Who cares if there's pain or not? Barry, who cares if an unborn child can feel pain or not? I know what happened to it. A newborn cannot crawl. That does not make it not human. By your logic, if it can't, I mean, I hear it's crap about whether it can live outside its own. I'll ask you a direct question. Why is whether an unborn child can feel pain the test for whether it's human? Where did that come from?
That's not the issue. It's not that if it
you brought it up.
That's human. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the issue.
What are you saying then?
You give
a good analogy. I have to respond to that, though. An acorn is more comparable to the sperm. Once it grows, it's a baby tree. But Barry, if you believe that and I don't, and all these, why can't you write? If you guys had enough money to pay for Planned Parenthood, and you do with all the support you get from Hollywood, from the media, from the Democratic Party. You don't need me to pay for it. Why do you need me to pay for it?
There's very few funds available. There's not movie stars writing big checks for Planned Parenthood.
Well, they should, damn it.
Fantasies, but you know what I resent about the Republicans? They want to raise my taxes. They don't want to spend a little bit of money on contraception or a little bit of money to allow people to control the size of their families. Instead, they want to pay to raise somebody else's kids. The Republicans are causing my taxes to go up. Instead of allowing people to control the size of their family, they want me to pay for someone's child, which is going to probably cost $1 million. The biggest raise in taxes occurs because of Republicans not allowing the poor to exercise control over the reproductive system and telling me that I have to pay to raise their children. And I'm tired of it.
You're tired of it, but...
destroying the me that I have to pay to clean up the mess of big oil.
Off topic. Off topic. Off topic. Let me tell you something about some of the first thing you said. And I use this argument with non-voluntary euthanasia when people say, what about a family, you know, who's... I'm just equating you. I'm not getting off topic, Barry. Life should not be taken or saved to save money or to make it. You know, I really do not believe that. I mean, life is too precious.
It's just one of the factors involved. I would never recommend...
It's no factor whatsoever.
...taking a life in order to save money.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying it's not a factor at all. It is not a factor. Money and life should have no correlation. I argue that even me, as a supporter of the death penalty, says I don't. I think using the cost to save it or to allow it is not a factor. But Barry, I have to ask you.
It is a factor, though. It is a factor because if you know we spend so many millions of dollars to let somebody live an extra 3 days unconscious. If you took that money and used it for the living, it would make much more sense to spend it on healthcare.
Oh, there we go again.
The supposedly believe that this earth is just temporary. The first ones to tell us that we should spend all of our money preserving people so that they can prolong the death and having a slow, agonizing death instead of spending it on living people. It's a one sense of value. And it's not pro-life. It's pro-death.
Barry, the issue here is not the Christian right. It is federal funding. And I have to ask you a question, though, because I'm too curious. Who are the Christian right? I mean, do I pass a test because of my objection to abortion and a lot of the gay rights agendas and religious freedom? I mean, who are these demonized Christian right you talk about?
I don't know your particular religious views, but
I'm Jewish. I'm a non-practicing Jew.
Churches, there's millions of them all over the country, and I see them every day. I confront them. I debate them. I've been in their churches. They're twisting religion and using religion to sponsor all types of horrible practices. In the United States, it's mostly fundamentalist Christianity. In the Middle East, it's fundamentalist Islam.
You're equating them?
Fundamentalist Jews.
You are equating... You're equating John Hagee to a suicide, to ISIS?
I'm saying that fundamentalist religious people are doing a lot of bad things. Fundamentalist Muslims are doing a lot of worse things.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, Barry, I really enjoyed having you on my show. You are a gentleman, even though we agree we shouldn't fund the wildlife and hunting, but we don't agree on much else except I think our demeanor is pretty much the same, and we have a lot of mutual respect for each other. Would you like to give your website out of any choice, please, before I close the program? I really appreciate your compliments, Barry. This is my guest in signing off.